Joining me today is Fiona Shaw, who is part of a brand new reading group with a twist and is here to tell us all about it. Fiona, thank you for joining me. So first of all, can you explain the format of Reading Round?
Yes, happily so. So the Reading Round groups that we are looking to develop on Zoom, the format is that we will read the story. We'll have a short story and a poem to read each week. And the facilitator, which will be one of us writers, will read the story aloud, and then there'll be a discussion about it for anybody who'd like to take part in the discussion. And then we might have a short break, and then we'll do the same with a poem. So we'll read the poem aloud, and then people can just respond to it. The group can respond to it. So that's the format. And in my experience of running these groups, there's a kind of enormous pleasure for the group, because you're in experiencing the story, the short story or the poem, all together at the same time. And sometimes I found that a short story or a poem that I might not be completely sure what I think about, if you put eight people's thoughts together, it's amazing what you then come up with and how you then think, what you then think it's about. And often people might disagree with each other, that's fine, or interpret something in a different way, or sometimes a poem might give rise to kind of memories for Pete, for somebody that it evokes something for somebody that they bring to the group. So the discussions can happen in all kinds of different ways. And sometimes I'm running a group at the moment, and there's one person in the group who comes every week to listen, but she doesn't want to particularly speak, but she really enjoys listening. So she comes each week and she listens, but she doesn't participate in the discussion. And that's also fine, because it means she has the opportunity to have the experience of with the group as well, of hearing this story being read aloud.
It's like a joint experience, isn't it? It's reminding me almost of like a theatre performance or something like that, you know, and it's a communal experience and you're all experiencing it together and then being able to discuss it with the people that you've been with afterwards. And also with literature and with poetry, it's got so many different perspectives, and somebody mentions something, I didn't think about it like that, and it completely like almost changes the way that you sort of read the poem in a way.
No, I've definitely found that. And I ran a group here in York for a few years, and we were doing with this format, a short story and a poem each week. And at the beginning of it all, a lot of the groups said they most of them weren't particularly short story readers either. They like reading novels or nonfiction, but not usually short stories. But they'd all read longer fiction. But very few of them said they enjoyed reading poetry. And lots of them talked about, you know, if you come across a poem in a newspaper or something, you kind of read the first few lines and then flick over it, not quite knowing what to do with it or how to respond to it. So they were a bit apprehensive. But we very quickly found that hearing the poem aloud is different from reading it on your own in your head. And kind of just coming to it as a group is so different. Nobody's got any expectations. It's not a teaching session. You're not being expected to know things. You're just being expected to hear it and see how you respond to it. It's been a very kind of rich, very rich experience for the group, and funny sometimes, very funny, with people interpreting different bits in a completely different way sometimes from each other. It's been a really enjoyable thing to do.
Why do you think book groups and reading groups are such a popular sort of thing that people enjoy doing?
I suppose it's an opportunity for us to, a bit like, it's an opportunity for a group of people to talk about something that's not themselves, but something that they have a really strong shared interest in or shared response to. And sometimes then, of course, bits of people's lives or personalities inevitably come in, and that can be quite interesting and funny as well. And so I think it's a way for a group to spend time together. It's not in a way that, you know, if you think about people, groups that form who go walking together or make art together, do knitting together, it's having something else that you're focused on, which also enables you to be part of a group and not just yourself. And that can really give you some strong sense of community and shared belonging and those kinds of opportunities. It creates that kind of experience, I think, for people. And a book group can do the same thing. The difference with this kind of book group as opposed to this kind of reading group, rather than the kind of book group that people more normally think about, is that the group is reading the book together as well as in the same space in the same time, as well as having a conversation about it. And that's what makes these very particular and very special, I think.
And very accessible to blind and partially sighted people.
And very accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And indeed, I've had that experience as well within a group I ran in York, which was an in-person group in the days when we were able to meet in a room together, which I hope we'll be able to do again one day, where there were a couple of people in the group about 10 of us in the group, and two people were partially sighted. And they found the group. They just loved coming to the group because it gave them an opportunity to take part in a book group and a reading group that one of them particularly said that she found very difficult in a more ordinary context, because she couldn't necessarily get hold of an audio version of the book because the amount of time it took to listen to the book was different from the amount of time it took for the other participant to read the book and those kinds of things. And so in this kind of group, everybody in the group has the same experience of hearing the book, of hearing the story or hearing the poem. So it's a very level playing field in that way. And as long as somebody can get onto Zoom, you need to be able to access Zoom and have the Wi-Fi connectivity to be able to do that, then the group should be accessible to everybody.
And it's great that it's been able to carry on through lockdown, like you say, when we're not able to sort of meet each other in person, but you're still able to have that sort of community and connection just virtually instead.
Yes, in fact, form communities and connections, because I think that's one of the things that with this kind of group and with other kinds of groups, people have needed to be innovative and invent things and think outside our normal ways of meeting and being in a community. And actually, this provides us with an opportunity that we hadn't really noticed or looked at before. It also means that you can join a group that isn't necessarily in your local area. So you're not prevented from joining a group because there aren't, you know, seven other people in your area who also want to join one. These groups, you know, you might find you're in a group from your local area, but you might find you're in a group with people from all over the country. So that's also, you know, provides those kinds of opportunities mm-hmm. too.
Absolutely. So where can we find out more? How can we get involved?
So the best place to find out more at the moment is either is to send an email either to myself, my personal email, or to the Royal Literary Fund email, both of which I can give you. And then we can very happily get back in touch with you either by email or by phone and give you more information, or have a chat through with people if they're interested and would like to potentially join one. So okay, my email is Fiona, F-I-O-N-A, at fiona-shaw.com. And the Royal Literary Fund email that you would for the national organisation of these groups is readinground, all one word, at rlf.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.